This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Kat Arney.
And now it's time to welcome Diana O'Carroll to the studio. She certainly doesn't look like an alien today. What have you got for us with our question of the week?
I've put my antennae away. Well, this week, is there life on Mars?
Hello, my name is John Wilson. I live in Zeist in the Netherlands, near Utrecht. And my question this week is related to something that I heard previously on The Naked Scientists, and was to do with lots of rubbish falling to Earth from outer space. And I wondered whether they'd found any life in the rubbish that falls to Earth.
So, can we expect a tentacled fossil from outer space anytime soon?
I'm Dr. Vic Pearson from the Open University. The likelihood of finding life in meteorites is probably pretty slim. There was, in the 1990s, a big debate on whether or not NASA scientists had identified nanobacteria, so very, very small bacteria, only identifiable using very powerful microscopes, in meteorites that had actually come from the surface of Mars. But this has pretty much been debunked now. However, that's not to say that the building blocks of life may not have been brought to Earth from meteorites, because meteorites themselves contain biogenic elements such as sulfur, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, but also carbon-based molecules or organic molecules which are required for life on Earth and elsewhere in the solar system. These are things such as amino acids, carboxylic acids, sugars, hydrocarbons, all of which make up living systems on the Earth and all of which are the backbone of the organic molecules that make up our own DNA. So the chances of being able to find life elsewhere in the solar system is also a lot stronger by the fact that you can find these organic molecules there. But whether or not you can actually get life itself from meteorites is probably very unlikely.
So, as yet, there's no sign of life in our meteorite collection, but we'll just have to watch this space for more evidence to land in our back gardens. On our forum, your_on also said that some of the building blocks, for life at least, had been found in meteorites. Carsten speculated that perhaps any life forms had, on impact, jumped off the rocks and run away.
I've been out with a few of them.
Bad club lighting. Anyway, next week I'll be tackling another mystery set in stone.
Hi, this is Aaron in Austin, Texas, and my question concerns petrified wood. I've heard stories of wooden fence posts becoming petrified over time, but I'm not sure that this is scientifically possible. So can you please tell me, how is petrified wood formed, and what exactly does it consist of?
And you can put the answers on our forum, that's where there's lots of discussion, answers and questions, at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or send them to chris@thenakedscientist.com and tell us what this scared form of timber is all about.
Thank you very much to Diana O'Carroll for this week's Question of the Week. And you can also get Question of the Week as its own podcast if you happen to love Question of the Week that much. There's about 50 of them on iTunes and also from our website now. You just search for Question of the Week. This is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Kat. Dr. Dave's kitchen science experiment is coming up very shortly, where he asked you to put a blob of water on a piece of Perspex and then look through it at a surface. What do you see? Also, if you've got any science questions for us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.